I've often pondered the mystery of how God could care and love us the way He does. We who've wandered away from Him through the centuries, we who have sat silent and still remain mute in this woke culture that's trying to nullify and destroy His world. Yeah, God's love for us is so profound that my mind can't even imagine the scope of the grace and the mercy that He pours out on us every day of our lives. He's always loved His people. Throughout the Bible, we see encounters of a wayward culture who forgot His miracles and dismissed His power. And we find people who are tempted by worldly possessions and carnal lust. People who forgot their God and instead chose to follow the culture. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. You'll find that in 1 Kings chapter 18. We are no different, and we find the same temptations facing us today. Lord, forgive us for taking our eyes off of you. Return us to your ways and guide us back to the paths of repentance. Give us courage to speak up against evil forces that want to destroy us and come off of you. May your power, Lord, be released in our lives, in our homes, our workplaces, communities, and especially the church. May we represent the true body of Christ, always keeping our focus on you and your will for your upcoming kingdom that's coming on this earth. And the psalmist writes, "Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exalt in your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength. And by your favor, you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. So be it. Amen and amen."